my next remarks will be directed to those of you who have already been murdered. I hope you listen closely. By now, you have learned the sad truth that being a murder victim can be inconvenient at times. There is a lack of certain bodily comforts. You may already be on a cold slab in a drafty morgue, or you may be back at the scene of the crime, still warm and limber, waiting wearily while your murderer decides what to do with the body. This is the knottiest problem connected with murder. That is, unless your assassin is the highly original gentleman I once knew. He waits until rigor mortis sets in, and then uses his victims for bookends. They make charming conversation pieces.